Sarah, you, of course, live in a state that voted heavily for President Trump in 2024. How does it figure into this growing redistricting fight?
Yeah, it's kind of a unique scenario here. Ohio always had to redistrict mid-decade because of this 2018 law that says if Republican and Democratic state lawmakers couldn't come to consensus on the maps, they'd have to go back to the drawing board. And in 2021, they couldn't. So heading into this fall, there was a chance that map-making could have just been status quo, but it's hard to say whether that's changed under this current climate. I am hearing a lot about national pressure to draw districts that are more friendly to Republicans.
We know that President Trump has said in Texas his goal would be 5 more Republican seats. What would the numbers look like in Ohio?
Right now, Ohio has 10 Republicans and 5 Democrats, but Democrats won 2 of those 5 races pretty narrowly in 2024. So Representative Marcy Kaptur, she's the longest serving woman in Congress and won by just a percentage point. But there's talk about desire for a 13-2 breakdown that would be a gain of 3 Republican seats. Analysts on the ground say that could be a heavy lift, though. I talked with Jen Miller with the League of Women Voters of Ohio. She told me she's worried the focus is on the 2026 midterms, not what most benefits voters.
It should go the other way around. We should be looking at what communities constitute a district.
I should note Miller and others have been part of past efforts in Ohio to create an independent redistricting commission like California's. Ohio voters handily rejected that on the ballot in 2024.